He was explaining it to me.
Board of Commissioners public meeting Tuesday, June 8, 2019. The time is now 7:09. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting is published in the November 29, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco. Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Give Commissioner a couple of seconds to...
I don't have anything on that agenda. I don't take
your
report.
There you go.
You have nothing on the agenda?
Sure. I don't believe I do.
Such a show off.
I do have a beginning to regret speaking to you, man.
I didn't print everything. There is another
good
email for you.
Mr. Evans?
Thank you. Yes, I have code enforcement monthly report for May. I have an introduction of a salary ordinance for two positions in the code office. One position relates to the fact that we are actually able to bring on a elevator inspector. And given what we were paying, we're going to save about $10,000.
Expecting to have a lot of ups and downs.
No.
Just as long as he doesn't go sideways. The other is my plumbing inspector has retired, so it's I have to recognize the replacement. For the plumbing inspector for the department.
And we've had a great one. He's going to be hard to replace.
Thank you. And then I also have resolutions as well. One resolution is it relates to the third quarter estimated tax rate, which is $3.605 a rate. That reflects a 2% vegetarian increase at the municipal level, actually a reduction at the county level, and an increase at the school of 3.2%. The school increase is actually 4%, but because it splits 2 years, it comes down a little bit, but that's the combination of that. I have a refund of overpayment of tax charges, a full exemption for a veteran who's 100% disabled, and then three resolutions that relate to the emergency temporary budget. This is the last time we can do an emergency budget by statute. This is our third one. And what's important about that is we can't finalize our budget until we know our conditional aid. So I would be, right now, I would basically acknowledge what we're doing, but be careful about what you're spending, because once you run out of these accounts, the money in your accounts, so right now you won't be able to do another temporary debt. So we have to kind of tighten our belts. I also have a list of the capital recommendation for this year.
You need to scrutinize those.
And, yes, we do. Thank you, Commissioner. I'm glad you're on board with me.
Just paid attention, man.
Even though the budget is on final, we can introduce capital, but the amount of capital that's here, it was, we can allow it to rise a little bit, this seems to be much higher than what we is really sustainable. So I need to look at what we look at, what we have in capital. And we'll look at it. If there's a need for it, a real need, let's talk about it, and I see how we'll manage that going forward. That's all I have for you, Mayor.
Mr. Rogers.
I have nothing, Mayor.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. I have four resolutions. One honoring two of our coaches, Michelle Giannone and Carmen Spina, for saving a youngster's life by administering the Heimlich maneuver.
Michelle Sparkelli's junior.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
You're making me look bad.
That's what you have to do. I'm just putting out that she is a Sparkelli.
She did what?
They saved somebody from trouble.
Saved somebody, some little guy was choking.
That was
they,
yeah.
That's great. Yeah. Administered the Heimlich maneuver and saved him. Pretty good. We have also have a resolution authorizing the submission of a Green Communities grant for $3,000. We have a 5-year award of contract to Hunter Technology for support, maintenance, and software updates. And we also have a resolution to advertise and go out to bid for surplus equipment. Eliminate surplus equipment. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. There's two proclamations on the agenda, one for the Third Half Club, and I believe they're here, and one for Pride Month. I have some resolutions. One's for Pinoni. This had to do with the Norfolk Southern closing of the railroad, their work on that, which will be reimbursed. Renewal of a liquor licenses, approval for raffle applications. We had originally last year we went out to bid, or I guess we did it through a cooperative, to pave Highfield Lane. They never got that done, so we're rescinding that resolution from last year, and then we're going out to award it through the Morris County Cooperative this year. And authorize the town clerk to advertise for sealed bids for 2019 roadway improvement project. That's all I have. Madam Clerk?
Yes, Mayor, we have minutes for approval for May, and we have one raffle application from the Friends of Nutley Singers to have a raffle drawing, and another one from the Nutley Survivors to have an annual walk on Friday, October 4th, 2019.
Okay. If we could just have a brief executive if you need it.
And we need one too.
Yeah. I didn't need a contract negotiation.
Before or after?
Before, if we could just. Mine's well, 5 minutes.
Before, because I may have to leave early once we're done with some of the highlights.
Mr. Sabella, you have a need for?
For litigation, yes.
So, can we have a motion going to executive?
So okay. Move.
Second.
Are we using blocker?
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist. And whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session. And now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations and litigation. So be further resolved that the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters and other matters within the exception provided for by statute. Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
Time is 7:18.